Hi, Carly.
Hey, it's Caitlin.
It's Mason.
It's Amelia.
And Bella.
Okay, so our question from the last podcast was, how was the city or place affected by Jack the Ripper, and what was he doing? From Chloe. Everyone that lived in that area at the time, in that time period, was very chaotic and paranoid that they would be his next victim because no one knew who he was, so they didn't know who to look out for or who was being specifically targeted. It wasn't until later on that they realized that he was specifically targeting prostitutes.
Okay, the Golden State Killer and his background. He was a police officer in California during the 70s. He had a wife, children, and in general, a very normal life. But in reality, he was living a completely different life the entire time. During this time, he had killed 10 people and assaulted around 50 more. He was known to be a killer that didn't kill necessarily for the excitement or thrill of it, but for the fact that he genuinely enjoyed instilling fear in his victims. He would stalk them for days prior and sometimes even move their property to ensure that he could get out if he was in a rush while stalking them, if in the chance that he was going to get caught. Since he was a police officer, no one suspected him to be the one that was guilty of all the murders and rape charges, and he knew the radius of that the police were searching for evidence, but his DNA was never put in the system since he was a police officer, and they didn't take their DNA during the 70s. At one of the crime scenes, he did make the mistake of leaving some of his DNA, but his DNA was not in the system, so there was nothing to compare it to, and there was no witnesses to these crimes. So for over 30 years, they had the DNA of the person who did it, but never did anything to compare it with. So it was practically useless. Until one day, one of Joseph James DeAngelo's distant relatives had put their DNA on a public ancestry website. The detectives that had been working on this case for over 30 years had decided to compare the DNA found on the crime scene to the DNA posted on that site to see
the slim chance
that there was actually a match. Turns out that they got lucky and found a match despite the odds. They then used the ancestry website technology to find their family tree. They could cross off certain family members off the list of suspects based on their birthdays and gender, since the DNA gave it away that it was definitely a male who had done it, and the crimes had taken place during the 70s, so anyone born after that couldn't possibly be the suspect. They narrowed it down to around 4 people until they finally realized that it could be Joseph DeAngelo. He went to trial in April of 2018 and was suspected of 45 rapes and 12 murders. DNA ultimately solved this case alone. So, do you guys think that these public ancestry websites should give out your information, or do you think it should be confidential and shouldn't be given out to anyone, even though it can potentially solve a huge case like this? Caitlin?
Well, I mean, you're the one who put it up there, so...
But if you didn't specifically give consent for them to put it out. So if they said it was private, but it really wasn't.
So there wasn't any, like...
So you think they should keep it private even though they could solve a case?
I mean, there was, like, no thing that said that they needed consent.
Mason, what do you think about this topic?
I think that it should be an option if you want it public. Like, if you want it to be public, then sure, there should be, like, a little checkbox where you could be, like...
There wasn't, though.
But why would anyone want it public if they could use your records and your family tree? So if you had a line of heart disease, then insurances could see that and raise your insurance price monthly or whatever.
You would get it lowered if you had heart disease, because then you'd have, like...
Whatever. If they increase the price of your insurance because they know that you have a high chance of getting heart disease based on your family tree, do you think that they should still be allowed to, like, give it out, or...
I feel like if you know they're gonna give it out, then...
But how do you know if they're gonna give it out or not?
It's on the website. It's not like they said, we're not gonna give you information out. Like, whenever you go on something, like, give you fingerprint, people, like... don't do that, they're going to give it to the police and stuff. Stuff like that, like, you know, is going to be given out.
But you know what goes on the site? The site isn't a private place. It's a public place. So you're basically giving consent when you go on that site.
Moving on.
Wait, actually, isn't Facebook a public place too?
Yeah, but it doesn't have your DNA.
No, but I'm just saying, so what's the difference? Going onto the site does not give you...
Because you're not going to have on your Facebook your family tree of heart disease and cancer.
I mean, some people say everything.
I mean, that's them putting it out themselves, but if they give their DNA thinking it's confidential, and then all of a sudden the police want it and they're allowed to have it, and then all of a sudden your family members are arrested, or even... Well, if you're arrested, then that's on you. But if it gets your family members arrested because of it, like, do you think that they should be able to do that?
And then
raising your insurance prices because companies know that you have a high chance of getting this certain disease because of, you know, DNA.
I just feel like as long as the site is upfront about it, then they should be able to
do it.
Then
you should know what
Yeah,
like, there should be certain sites where it's, like, public. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, there's different sites for all of it. Like, there's Ancestry.com, and then there's 23andMe and all that. Yeah. But, like,
but what if it could solve a case to where, you know, like, a huge case like this, it was only solved because one of his family members gave out their public information?
That was on them. Yeah. Like, they gave consent pretty much.
But then it threw their family members under the bus when their family members didn't consent to it.
Well, I think that's just DNA. I mean, it's just how it goes.
But, I mean, their family members didn't consent.
Do we have to give consent for you to give out your DNA?
No, it's only you that has to give your consent to give your DNA. But if your family members are getting caught because you're using this website, do you think that's fair to your family members that are getting...
It's really not up to them. I mean, you didn't know they did the crime, so it's on them.
I mean, I agree that they shouldn't do the crime because that's bad, but... Okay, now moving on.
Okay, moving on. Our next... Mm-hmm. 1 second.
Sorry.
Okay, moving on. I'm sorry. The next thing we had to do was either come up with or find out about a police story that happened. And our police story is that in 2007, Lindsay Lohan was arrested for a suspected... charge of driving under the influence, which is breaking the law, and a misdemeanor possession of cocaine. She was sentenced to 1 day in jail, along with 10 days of community service, and after that, she was put on probation.
During her time on probation, Lindsay Lohan violated her probation by getting another DUI. A court date was set in which she skipped to attend a film festival, later on claiming that she couldn't get back because her passport was stolen. Her probation was revoked and the judge set her bail at $1,000, which he later pays.
He set it at $100,000.
Oh, my bad.
That's a lot of money.
Okay. Some current events going on throughout this week and this weekend, or next week, actually. The 21st is Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yay, no school.
Don't come to school.
No school, hallelujah. And then the 24th, during one lunch, there's a Spanish Honor Society meeting in room 216. And 24th, during one lunch as well, there's a robotics coding meeting in room 411. And finally, my personal favorite, January 24th, during one lunch, there is mock trial in room 806.
Are we not going to say bye?
Bye.
I had to log in, but my home button's broken.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
See you next time.